Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, March 11th, and we have completed week 10 of 2024. As a reminder, BusinessTravel360.com is a great resource to take advantage of for everything business travel. Here, you can listen, read, take advantage of bonus points and status match offers, keep track of upcoming industry events, and also have fun with some great videos. Check all of this out at BusinessTravel360.com. Now, let's get to our headlines. America's employees delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs, and again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience in the face of high interest rates. Last month's job growth marked an increase from the revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January, with the leisure and hospitality sector adding 58,000 positions in the month of February. At the same time, the unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 percentage point to a low of 3.9%. Though that marks the highest rate in 2 years, it was the 25th straight month in which joblessness remained below 4%. Healthcare led the job gains with 67,000. As mentioned before, leisure and hospitality, which includes restaurants and bars, added 58,000. The government added 52,000. Construction added 23,000. Transportation and warehousing 20,000. And retailing 19,000. An FAA audit of Boeing and Boeing supplier Spirit Aerospace Systems found multiple instances in which companies failed to comply with the quality control standards on the 737 MAX 9 production line. The FAA said it identified non-compliance issues in Boeing's manufacturing process control, parts handling and storage, and product control. The audit is part of an investigation launched by the agency following the blowout of the exit door plug on the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft during flight on January 5th. Boeing did not provide a new statement, but following that meeting with the FAA leaders last week, the CEO said that the company would develop a comprehensive action plan with measurable criteria that demonstrates the profound change that the administrator Whitaker and the FAA demand. The NTSB said it was investigating into a different situation with the Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane after a pedal that controls the rudder became stuck while the aircraft attempted to land in February. This was 2 months after the beginning of the FAA investigation into the MAX 9. This investigation began after United Airlines flight experienced a close call while trying to land at the Newark Liberty International Airport on February 6. While trying to maintain the centerline to the runway and land in Newark, United Airlines flight captain reported that his rudder pedal remained in the neutral position while they applied the normal amount of foot pressure. Captain was able to land the plane safely with no injuries by using the aircraft's nose wheel steering tiller, the report noted, and the pedal began functioning about 30 seconds after touchdown. The plane's first officer also confirmed that the pedal stopped working during the landing. The NTSB was not able to initially reproduce the error, but further testing of the plane's rudder system revealed that cold soaking certain parts could have caused the pedals to not respond. Boeing and United have not returned requests for comments. Three passengers who were on board that Alaska Airlines flight we mentioned earlier, which had to make an emergency landing, are suing Boeing for $1 billion. The complaint that was filed on February 20th alleges that the aircraft manufacturer's negligence caused the incident. The three passengers that were all on board Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 when the exit door plug in the middle of the plane fell off and were sitting two rows diagonally behind the door when it opened. The lawsuit filed by aviation law firm Jonathan W. Johnson, LLC, claims that Boeing should have carried out further inspections before the plane was put into service. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. 4 years after the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic brought travel to its knees, corporate travel has yet to stand up upright. Travel management company executives during recent earnings calls combined with other commentary and data points, indicate corporate travel management spending and transactional volumes remain down 20-30% from pre-pandemic levels. This is according to an article in The Beat. As corporate travel growth is poised to moderate, a full market recovery remains out of reach. According to Corporate Travel Management Managing Director, who said, market consensus is that corporate travel segment has recovered only 75% of pre-COVID. Now we've come to the conclusion in our business that the post-COVID recovery is done. 75% is where it's at, and that's where it's going to stop. Others looking through their own glasses also show them to be at three-quarters full. Sabre's CEO, during the company's quarterly call last month, said that corporate travel is 75% recovered to pre-pandemic transaction levels. He expected growth to moderate this year for the GDS market, which includes corporate and leisure agencies. In the U.S., air ticket sales settled through ARC by business travel agencies last year trended 25% below 2019 levels. Delta Airlines is raising its fees for checked bags for most U.S.-originating domestic and short-haul international flights. The checked baggage increase is the first for the airline since 2018 and applies to tickets purchased on or after March 5th. The fee for the first bag is now $35, up from $30, and the fee for the second bag is $45, up from $40. Delta SkyMiles Medallion members and those with eligible co-branded cards will continue to receive their allotment of complimentary checked bags. Delta's move follows increases made by other U.S. airlines in January, with Alaska Airlines, JetBlue, and American Airlines all raising its fees. United also raised its fees a week after. Southwest is the only airline that does not charge for checked bags. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines have agreed to terminate their $3.8 billion merger agreement that they agreed to in July 2022. The companies mutually agreed to call off the merger, noting required closing conditions, including receiving necessary legal and regulatory approvals, was unlikely to be met by the merger's agreement outside date of July 24, 2024. Speculation that the airlines would cancel the deal began in January after a U.S. judge earlier in the month ruled against the merger in a civil lawsuit brought by the U.S. Department of Justice. In a statement, the airline said that they still believed in what they called the pro-competitive benefits of the airline combination. Without the merger, an appeal to contend with, JetBlue is refocusing on organic strategy and return to profitability. Let's get to the news of mergers and new partnerships. The Competition and Consumer Commission of Singapore has approved the Air India and Vistara merger. The intention for merger between the two full-service airlines was announced by Singapore Airlines and Tata Sons in November 2022 after Tata acquired Air India. To bring the merger into effect, Singapore Airlines has acquired a 25% stake in the former national airline as well. Post the merger, Vistara will merge into Air India, under which brand the airline will then operate. The Competition Commission of India has given its approval to the merger last year in September. Ryanair has signed a distribution deal with travel tech company Kite that will provide its corporate travel partners with access to the low-cost airline's content. The partnership will go into effect in first quarter of this year with an exact date to be confirmed. Kite, which works with airlines to provide their content to travel sellers via API connections, said that the partnership effectively supports Ryanair's functionality and content within retailers' own web, mobile, and alternative portals for a seamless corporate traveler experience. The distributor's deal has GDS parity according to Kite, meaning the distributor will support full content, ancillaries, and bundles, but like Ryanair's GDS agreements, will not provide access to the airline's three lowest fare classes. The airline said the partnership gives Ryanair streamlined access to the travel ecosystem, including a vast array of corporate travel partners without the need for legacy GDSs. Ryanair has signed a number of agreements with OTAs in the leisure travel space in recent weeks and announced a Direct Connect deal yet to go live with online booking provider Concur later this year in December. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. London-based Addison Lee has posted strong results with a significant uplift of 41% on the previous year and an adjusted EBITDA of $27 million for the first year ending in August 31, 2023. Over the last 3 years, Addison Lee has invested more than £80 million to upgrade its fleet, with £30 million spent over the last year to more premium and sustainable options. The acquisition of Green Tomato Cars last year and the earlier acquisition of black taxi firm Comcab in 2021 has also enabled Addison Lee offer a broader range of services. American Airlines has ordered 260 new aircraft, including 85 Airbus A321neos, 85 Boeing 737 MAX 10, and 90 E-175 aircrafts, as well as options to purchase rights for an additional 193 aircraft. The orders are part of the airline's continued investment in expanding premium seats across its narrow-body and regional fleets and supporting the long-term strength of its domestic and short-haul international network. American Airlines expects to retire all of its 50-seat single-class regional jets by the end of the decade. IAG has published its full-year results for 2023, showing record annual operating profits of over 3.5 billion euros. The figure of 3.5 billion euros surpasses the 3.2 billion euro achieved in pre-pandemic 2019 and is significantly higher than the group's 2022 profits of just 1.2 billion euros. Capacity for 2023 reached almost 96% of pre-COVID levels and peaked at 98% in the fourth quarter. The group said it expects the subsidiary British Airways to return to pre-pandemic levels for non-premium capacity in 2024. IAG said that 68% of British Airways Heathrow-based long-haul fleet now offers the Club Suite business class product, with the focus turning to the airline's Boeing 787 fleet in 2024. TSA PreCheck passengers at the Las Vegas airport beginning in mid-March will have the option to use a new self-servicing screening system. The same rigorous screening standards and rules required for passengers using TSA PreCheck lanes apply to the self-screening lane. The agency and the Department of Homeland Security designed, developed, and tested the prototype checkpoint technology according to the TSA. The machine has a video monitor that will provide step-by-step instructions to passengers to complete screening at their own pace. Once cleared for travel, automated exit doors will open. The TSA officers will be on hand to assist with any issues. Now, in some technology news, British Airways unveiled a number of initiatives as part of its £7 billion transformation plan taking place over the next 2 years, and approximately £750 million is dedicated to the company's IT infrastructure. The initiatives were unveiled at the British Airways Showcase event in London last week and attended by the airline's chairman and CEO. The new BA.com browser is currently in beta testing and will offer passengers the opportunity to make changes to their journey online instead of having to call the customer care center. British Airways said it will be able to text passengers hotel and food vouchers if their flight is delayed or canceled so that they don't have to find the accommodation themselves. American Express has integrated into American Express Global Business Travel's small and mid-sized enterprise-focused Neo One platform to provide U.S. clients a new set of features, including virtual card issuance. With the integration of Neo One, a platform MXGBT launched for the U.S. in 2021, American Express business or corporate card clients in the U.S. can enroll in the platform and add their accounts. Within the platform, they can manage budgets, approve payments, monitor spending via dashboards, and generate and assign virtual Amex virtual cards to specific users. The platform also provides access to travel content in American Express GBT's marketplace. Navan has integrated into United Airlines content via an NDC-enabled direct connection to the airline. The direct connect will give Navan access to United's continuous pricing, with NDC content offering 40% more price points than traditional global distribution channels, according to Navan. Users will also have self-servicing capabilities, including flight changes and cancellations, detailed descriptions of content, and personalization based on the traveler's loyalty status. Navan currently has NDC content enabled across 14 major airlines around the world. Nearly 1 year after it became one of the first travel brands to create a plugin for ChatGPT, Kayak is moving deeper into its use of generative artificial intelligence with several new tools, including an image recognition capability that can offer price comparison from a screenshot. Users of Kayak's app can upload a screenshot of a flight itinerary from any site, and the Kayak price check will check hundreds of sites to determine if a lower price is available. The tool is one of a handful of new features Kayak unveiled last week. The product is built by and unique to Kayak. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update.
We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well.